This week we have a special Torah reading, a special maftir of Parshas Para. From Parshas Chukas, we read about the Para Aduma, the red heifer that was used in the purification process and the Tahara, purifying people that became in contact with a corpse, Tumas Meis. And this is read prior to leading up to Pesach, because before one would bring the Karban Pesach, they would have to be pure, they would have to be tahar. And therefore, the reading of about the Parah Aduma was read prior to Pesach in order to ensure that everyone would remember to purify themselves. And again, this should be relevant once again, speedily in our days, that we will all have to become pure in order to bring the Karban Pesach. But even if we don't have the Karban Pesach, still, the reading of it is still was instituted to read at this time leading up to Pesach. And most authorities understand that it was a rabbinic institution, it's the Rabbanan, that we read Parshas Para. However, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Tavrish Pehe Yesh Aimrim that Parshas Zachar, which was last week, and Parshas Para Aduma, Chayavim Lekrami Deraisa. It's a Deraisa Chiev, it's a biblical obligation to read both of these Torah portions as the Maftir. So Parsha Zachar, it seems, is everyone agrees to that, that to remember what Amalek did to us is a biblical obligation. But Parshas Paro, it's unclear what the source for this is. Taisvis and Brachas, Yid Gimel and Aleph, writes that Zachar and Paro Deraisa are Torah obligations. But the question is, where did Tosis get it from that Paro is Deraisa? In fact, the Chachma Shleima, Shleima Kluger, in Brachas Yigim and Aleph, by that Gemara, writes that there was a printing error in this Tosos. And the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, as well, says that the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, had a mistaken version of Tosfos that says that Par is Deraisa, and it seems like that is the general consensus, that it would not be Deraisa. And therefore, the stringency that we treat Parsha Zachar with, that everyone must make sure to come here, read the reading of Zachar. And there's a discussion of women are obligated as well, and there's separate Torah readings just for women. Would not be necessary for Parshas Para. Not that it should be taken lightly, but it does not have the same weight as Parsha Zachar. That would seem to be the common practice. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, does find an allusion to the fact in the Torah that the reading of Parshas Par would be Deraisa. And that is in Parshas Chukas, the Torah says, the Chukas Olam, and the Gemara, the Sifri Chazal explain, that's Noig L'Doris, which means it's relevant, the Par Aduma is relevant for generations, referring to that one become, even if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the Efer Parak, the ashes of the Par Aduma of the Red Heifer, can act to purify people, as is discussed in different places in the Gemara, that it seems that even the Zman of the Amiram, even at the time of the Gemara, even though they didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, they still had the Efer Para, and it seems it would have the ability to purify someone, although it wouldn't be necessary because there wouldn't be a Beis HaMikdash. If someone wants to be in the state of purity, it would be effective. But there's a third time, if you take a look in the Psukim over there in the Torah, that it says, V'haysa lahem chukas olam, repeats it again. And there's an extra, it's written an extra time. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's coming to teach us that it's relevant for the generations, not only the fact that the Efer Parah is effective, but additionally the Kriya of the Parsha is relevant even when you don't have the ashes. And he brings some sources to prove that that would be a valid way to read this. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan calls a remez, an allusion in the Torah, to the fact that the reading of the Parsha, the part of the Torah, that portion that discusses the Parah Aduma, is a Torah obligation. And Emes LeYaakov in Shulchan Aruch of Yaakov Kamenetsky cites a different source. He says, just like the reading of Parsha Zachar is based on the verse that says, Zachar is asher as lecha Amalek, remember that which Amalek did to you. And the Torah also says, Leitishkach, it also says, don't forget. That tells us that there has to be a reading of the Parsha discussing the evil that Amalek did and the obligation to eradicate them. Similarly, the Torah says Zocher Altishkach Asher Hiktsafta. Remember, do not forget how you angered Hashem when you left Mitzrayim. And there are those that understand that that refers to the Maisa Egel, to remember the sin that we did with the golden calf. So says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's our way that we remember the sin that we did with the golden calf? Is through the reading of the Parah Adumah. Because the Parah Adumah, Chazal teach, came as an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. That we sinned with a calf, so we have a purification process that's done through a calf. And there's a further discussion how it's a purification for the sin of the golden calf. But says Rav Kamenetsky, that's the way to fulfill this verse of remember and do not forget the way you angered Hashem is through the reading of Parah Adumah. Through the reading of Parah Adumah, we remember that sin of the golden calf. And he says the fact that it says Zocher Baal Tishkach teaches us you have to remember. And not just remember in your heart, you have to remember Peh, to remember it by reading it. And once a year, in order that you don't forget, you have to, not forgetting refers to a year, because in different places in the Gemara and the Talmud, the amount of time that it takes one to forget is 12 months. So therefore, once a year, they established that one should remember it aloud through the reading of that portion, through reading this story of the Parah Adumah, to remember the sin of the golden calf. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky does say it's interesting why we don't read the story about the sin of the golden calf in itself, and rather we're reading the allusion to it by reading the thing which is the atonement for it. Perhaps this is my own suggestion, that we don't want to just focus on the sin. We want to remember the sin in context of we want to learn from our mistakes and we want to atone for it. We want to be better. So we read the parsha, the portion which tells us to remember the sin and how we're going to fix it, how we're going to atone for it, and we're going to cleanse ourselves from the sin. And then Rav Yaakov continues after that. He has a different way to understand the obligation to remember Asher Ksavta B'Midbar. It doesn't necessarily refer to the sin of golden calf. But be it as it may, these are two possible suggestions as to what the Torah obligation to read Parshas Par would be from. But as we said, most authorities maintain that it's only a rabbinic institution to remember that there was a time where we would purify ourselves with the Parah Adumah prior to bringing the Karban Pesach.